Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You saw him on CBS4 last night. I mean, you see him on CBS4 almost every night, and he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live, and you see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. I watched the entire postgame show last night with Cugno and John Congemi and a sad Kim Bocamper in the bowels of the stadium. So, Cugno, we learned today that Chris Greer has been relieved of his duty. I'm sorry, Chris Greer mutually agreed to be relieved of his duties, whatever that means. What do you make of what transpired from last night to today when we heard the news?
Well, let me just say this. It feels like every single week, at least the weeks that came with a loss, it felt like everyone was kind of on standby. Like, what's going to happen? Who's going to get fired? Is someone going to get fired? And it finally happened tonight. And last night, I think, was one of those nights where you're just like, it wasn't even like when the second half happened and the Ravens ate up most of the third quarter on that first drive and really just kind of put the game out of reach there, not only by the points, but just now the clock was working against the Dolphins. Everything was snowballing. The Taj Washington fumble, the penalty, then the miss kicked, you know, like it all started to snowball and you could feel it in the stadium that when one mistake happened, it started to compound. And I think this was just kind of coming. It was just, at what point was it coming? And who I don't want to say fall guy, but who was going to be, I guess, the first domino to fall. And now we have Chris Greer out. And you know what? Owner Stephen Ross said it last year. You know, the status quo couldn't stay the same. And here we are. The status quo was the same. They were literally 2-6 a year ago. They made a little bit of a run, but to be 2-6 again, 12 months later, that's where the change came.
And Mike, talking about the dominoes, like, were they already lined up when anything went wrong? Because not scoring in the second half, embarrassing, you know, pre-snap penalties, having to call two timeouts when you're down in the third quarter because Tanner Connor is blind. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. Like, it didn't look like.
Why are you harping on Tanner Connor? Out of all the things that have gone wrong this season, Tanner Connor.
He's got tight end PTSD.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's tight end PTSD.
I hear Tua yell on TV, this side, Tanner. Get lined up, boy. But, like, I didn't look at that game and say, oh, this Chris Greer doesn't know what he's doing. Like, were the dominoes already lined up? If somebody was going to go, Chris Greer was going to go.
Yeah, so people always come up to me and they're like, are they firing McDaniel? Are they benching? I'm like, what are you accomplishing at this point of the season firing the head coach or benching the quarterback, then you're just punting on everything, right? Like you've admitted that you don't care about the next half of the season. You can't do that as an organization. But I think just everything kind of coming to a head. You just look at the contracts that look, and credit Chris Greer, because there was a year he went for it, and he really went for it. When you bring in Armstead, Ramsey, Tyreek Hill, you kind of put all your eggs in the basket. They went for it. Some of these contracts didn't end up working out, and now you're kind of saddled with them. I think in the domino to me is looking at, okay, where are we as a team? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Is this just growing pains? No, because some of these contracts are going to be prohibitive going forward, and now you're going to have to work around it. Whoever the next guy is in terms of the general manager is going to have his hands full in terms of doing some sort of salary cap gymnastics, or you better be like the best scout ever and find guys like who can play like at a pretty decent pay rate. This is going to be a tough, like, if I'm out there, like, let's say there is a change at coaching, and I don't know if there will be, but if there is one, I look at that and I go, I'd want to be a coach down in Miami because I could attract free agents down to South Florida and all that stuff. If you're a GM, how attractive does the job become because of where they are with some of these big contracts and what they're going to have to do? This is going to be a tough job. It's going to be a big test for whoever the next guy is.
What do you think was or had the most important impact on Ross finally pulling the trigger on the move, Cuño? I know you mentioned the record, and maybe that's what it is. But yeah. I think also the game yesterday, again, the Dolphins, the talent gap, as you're mentioning the roster, was just so clearly the gap had it narrowed from a couple seasons ago when in 2023 right. You got blown out in Baltimore. But what about the fan base? You had people wearing brown paper bags on them again yesterday. You have now on social media a lot of fans claiming that they're canceling their season tickets, proving that with screenshots of the cancellation, you've had the banners. Like, I wonder, was yesterday the final straw? Stephen Ross looking down, they don't score a touchdown, and he sees more Ravens fans than Dolphins fans. I wonder if that's what finally was like him saying, that's it, something has to be done.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. So to me, it's like, yes, you look at all the football stuff, right? Obviously the record and what they have in terms of the future of their team and the contracts and everything. But as an owner, you're in the building and you're watching. And there was I kept saying to Kajemi last night, I was like, it's a lot of dark jerseys. Are these the new, rivalry jerseys? Like, that's what I was trying to figure out. Because the last time we had a primetime game, that's what. But then you look and it's just 8, 8, 8, 22. You know, like, it's a lot. There was a lot of Ravens fans in there. And then to, I think, see that, hear that post game, there was what looked like more than a few hundred Raven fans that stayed behind for the Amazon post game with Lamar Jackson. They were very loud. You can probably hear them on our post game when Kenjemi and I were out there on the field. There was a lot of Ravens fans there. And then any shot you saw on the television screen was fans booing and saying things you couldn't repeat with audio. Like, it was, I think you're right. At some point, as an owner, he probably had to factor in.
Hey,
right?
You're wearing purple. You're wearing purple right now.
Purple's my favorite color. It's the color of royalty.
Yeah, it's the color of the Ravens.
What do you want from me?
I'm just telling you. I mean, if we're looking for clues here, they got the Dolphins post-game weekly guy wearing purple for the Ravens.
Crazy.
Your co-host here is some sort of werewolf or Shaggy Doo.
Yeah. I thought he was Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm the Big Bad Wolf. Like, what don't you guys understand?
I thought you were Little Red Riding Hood needed electrolysis. I thought those number 8 jerseys were for Matthew Judon. You're saying they were for someone else?
They're the Matthew Judon jerseys if they come with the long sleeves, the long orange sleeves.
Right.
Hey, Mike, you bring up the next GM, which I don't – Champ Kelly, he's been in the building. I just found out today since March he was some associate scouter, whatever the hell it was. Yeah. What can he really do before the trade deadline? Or is he expected to do anything? I was saying that Chris Greer came out and said he's not doing anything. So now Champ Kelly has to do something because he can't go along the same path that Chris Greer was going, who just got fired.
Well, is Champ Kelly, and I don't know, is he a serious candidate for this job? That would be my question, because if he is, then you – and maybe, you know, that's the thing. Like, if he's the GM or the future GM, then obviously Stephen Ross would be like, okay, start making your moves. But if he's not, how do you say yes without someone else signing off on this? Like someone, like the, any move I feel like has got to go up the chain of command here, because if you're just going to get rid of players that the next GM would want, what are we doing? What are you doing? It's almost like I could imagine the Dolphins standing pat in terms of the trade deadline just to give whoever's next, okay, now you do what you have to do. But I could also see them being like, hey, get what you can get for guys. There's a lot of talent on this roster. You know, and Solana, you mentioned a talent disparity. I'll disagree with you a little bit there, only because that first half, the Dolphins clearly outplayed the Baltimore Ravens. That, like, aside from the couple mistakes that turned, I know that counts in football, obviously. You can't theoretically beat someone like Mike McDaniel said his postgame, but man, they outgained them by more than 100 yards. They were inside the 35 four times. Like, had they been able to execute, that game could look a little different.
But, Cuño, I think that kind of proves my point, in my opinion, which was the Dolphins outplayed them, had 100 more yards, and were still down 14-6, despite the Ravens being more talented, not playing their best brand of football. They still had the lead, you know?
The defense, man, the defense nearly got that stop at the goal line. They took him to a fourth down. I mean, I'm just trying to find, like, there are, I think, little pockets of positivity.
No, I mean, there's good players on the Dolphins, but the team top to bottom is super top heavy. We've talked about this a million times.
It doesn't work. Yeah. I think we've seen enough. Right. It just doesn't work for whatever reason. It may work on paper. Just whatever reason, it's not working. And I don't know. It's like I said earlier in the show. Chris Greer didn't call the fade in the end zone to Devon Achane. Like, that's not Chris Greer's fault. Someone called that but Chris Greer is the first domino to fall, like you said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4th-and-2 in the red zone. And, like, they lined up, and I said it out loud because I heard myself. I went, empty backfield. And I don't know what that play was.
Like, it was a terrible play.
I would rather to have gone to the line, looked at that, and been like, timeout. Let's just
naked
kick
boot.
A field.
Like, naked get, boot. Get I've been here. Calling for that naked boot. All naked that would boot. That he would have waltzed into the end zone untouched if they ran that naked boot right there.
I was going to ask, who thinks faster, Tua or Hockman?
Oh, I could take
Tua. I got
Hawk. Yeah, I could take Tua.
Tua.
No, I'm fleet of foot. I got to tell you real quick because we're out of time. So we're watching Cuño on the video feed, and he's jacked. I mean, the dude is jacked. Yesterday, my friend Todd is in town from Chicago, and we're watching the game at Funky Buddha. Me and Crowder and Todd's there and the Ticket Wizard. And so Todd only listens to the show on the podcast, the audio podcast. He doesn't see any of the video. So he kind of knows the players on the show. And he had told me after everyone had left and the game was over last night, he said he thought Appel, he had confused Appel for being Mike Cuño. And he said
that's the guy who you're always talking about who's in great shape? And I said, no, that's Josh Appel. I go, Mike Cugno from CBS4 is the one who's in great shape. And Todd said, oh, well, that makes more sense because Appel doesn't look like he avoids French fries.
Nah, Appel sneak up on you. You know what I mean? He's got like farmer strength.
He ain't sneaking up on nothing.
He's sneaking up on your leftovers.
Yeah. Well, get used to all of it, or remember what this looks like, because I owe President Joe from UM two donuts for last week's.
Two donuts?
And I will see if I have two. I haven't eaten them yet, so I'm behind.
Are you going to allow your child to get candy tonight for Halloween? Is candy allowed in the Cugno household?
She can receive.
You still got to walk them around and get candy.
Oh.
She can receive the candy, and then we'll have a lesson in the food pyramid after in terms of what and how much she can actually eat. And then we'll throw it all out, and then we'll say next year
he'll be the worst. He's the worst. What will you sneak a bite of? There's some Halloween candy where even Cugno goes, you know what? As in shape and with every calorie I watch, I gotta have one of these.
Sour Patch Kids. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Yeah.
0 grams of fat.
I like, right. I like
zero
sour grams of fat.
You knew it wasn't gonna be like a Whopper or a Butterfinger.
It's just filled with carbs, which he'll burn off anyway to the one workout. Yeah. You're so predictable, Cugno.
Bro, let me tell you something. Haribos like gummy bears, those are good post workout. If you wanna process all the carbs you did after a workout, like that's, you wanna talk about gains. Have a little bag of...
He's every TikTok gym bro on TikTok. By the way, Cugno, I know you found the perfect lighting wherever you parked. We see right through you.
He looks good, man.
You don't need
lighting when you look that good. Like, he just genuinely looks good, but he takes care of himself.
I radiate, Solana.
He does.
That's what it is,
he
all right?
does. See you, Cugno. We got to go.
I'm glowing.
He is. He is glowing. All right. We'll see you, Cugno. Thank you. Mike Cugno from CBS4 on this very important day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.